What's good, family? It is Tara Chantel. Thank you so much for joining me with another life talk that we about to get into. And I'm telling you, with this piece of wisdom that we have to share today will simply set you free. You hear me? This wisdom gonna set you free now. Once you intentionally, deliberately live by this, you gonna be set free. And you're probably like, what is it? I'm gonna tell you, okay? We're gonna get right into it. But we have to realize that relationships are failing. We having a hard time doing this relationship thing is because we think we have possession over another soul. This wisdom that no one can cheat on you. No one has ever cheated on you. No one has ever stepped out on you. No one has ever cheated on you in this lifetime is when you have to realize that we have been living in one big illusion. It's an illusion to believe that someone has ever cheated on you, because we as humans do not have the power to own, possess, demand, control another person. Once we get my out the vocabulary, like this is mine, this is mine, this is mine, my friend, my husband, my wife, my parents. Once we take that out of every sentence, we will then take the shackles off of our minds, because as humans, we are choosing bondage. We are choosing slavery because we don't understand this awareness that no one belongs to us. We do not have any possession over another soul. And I realized this, that no one can ever cheat on me. I don't believe in the term cheating because of this very true statement and this true piece of wisdom of not having any ownership over anyone else. It's a very unpopular opinion. I realize that. What you mean, huh? He did cheat on me. He was just out with this other girl. He did what he was supposed to do. He understood his assignment. And this is when we have to understand to not take everything so personally. What another person does with their life, their decision, and their well-being has nothing to do with us. We have to get rid of the attachment to the other. And once we step away from attachment, we're not in love, we are in attachment. We feel like this person is going to make me feel better, is going to heal me from my trauma. But you can only heal you. You can only save you. This person is just a distraction to the real problem, to the root of the issue that you have within yourself. This person is just a band-aid to the problem that you have just constantly looked past, that you're constantly ignoring. So you have placed this person here to distract you from the true issue that you have to do. That you have to deal with. We have a lot of abandonment issues. We have a lot of trauma. We have a lot of codependency that we are taking onto these relationships. That's why we are carrying so much baggage. We are carrying so much insecurity and hurt that we feel like another soul belongs to us, that we have control and possession of what they do with their lives. So we make up these rules, right? In relationships, we make up these rules like, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this, you can't go there, you can't talk to her, you can't do this. And now we end up crippling our growth and we stay stagnant here. We stay comfortable because this person is keeping us comfortable. This person is obeying this illusion of this fairy tale that you have placed in your mind to believe that someone else can hurt you, when all they are doing is exposing the hurt in you. That was deep. No one can hurt you. All they can do is expose the hurt in you. Wow. That was real. Okay. Because this simple fact of setting yourself free of not putting so much pressure on your relationships, not putting so much pressure on your friendship, not putting so much pressure on others to help heal you, when you have to look yourself in the mirror and do the inner work within yourself. So now all of your relationships don't feel so difficult. It's not such a hassle being around you because you're not expecting things from other people. We have to get rid of all expectations. We have to get rid of all possession. We have to get rid of all control. We have to stop taking things so personal with other people that has nothing to do with us. If they have triggered something in you, it just means that you still have work to do. But cheating does not exist. It's one big illusion. And I know it's such an unpopular opinion that no one can really cheat on you. They only cheat on themselves. They're just exposing the loyalty that they have within themselves. And this is their character. Are you gonna deal with it? Or are you gonna cry about it? Or you can move on. You don't have to be anywhere you don't feel like you're wanted. Or it's forcing you, or it's a hassle for you. I do not believe relationships are supposed to be hard. But the reason why marriage is so hard is we put these false expectations, we put this huge illusion that someone has to make you happy, has to do what you say, has to be yours in order to fulfill your inner childhood wounds. It's an illusion. It's not real. None of this possession over the other is real. It's going to keep having you in shackles if you believe that someone is yours. If you put mine in front of anything, if you think someone is yours, if you put my this, my that in front of that, you have to get rid of the ego and you have to set yourself free and set them free. And once you give yourself the permission to do you, once you give yourself the permission to be your authentic self, you give other people the permission to do them. And this is what love should feel like. It should feel light. It should feel free. We all came here for freedom. But instead, we choose in bondage. Because we choose bondage because we don't realize that we have our own responsibility, and the duty is to shine this light that we have within us. But we continue to play small. We continue to play it safe. We continue to play in this comfort zone. Because it's a big duty to do when you know who you are. And you know that you are an individual at the end of the day. You came here on a mission by yourself, and you're gonna leave on a mission by yourself. But once you set yourself free and you set others free or getting rid of all the expectations that you need this in order for a relationship to succeed, or you need that, and let them be them and you be you, and you grow. You focus on your growth, they focus on their growth, and if you grow together, amen to that. But if you grow in separate ways, amen to that. But we have to learn to let things go. Some things are not meant to be forever. Everyone is here for simply a season, a lesson, or a blessing. But we have to identify who is here for what. Are they here just for a season? Are they here to be a blessing? Or are they here to teach me a lesson? And we have to realize that and be thankful that they came here because they understood their assignment to our lives and set them free, because we will set ourselves free by understanding that no one can ever cheat on us. We have no possession over no other soul. And you are a free spirit, and you came here for your freedom. It's time to demand your freedom. Amen to that. I appreciate you, family, so much for tuning in and taking the time to have this chat with me today. You know, I had to get this wisdom off my chest. Let me know your opinions about cheating and what you think about it. You know, I think it's an illusion if you ask me, but hey, I said enough. You let me know in the comments, and I cannot wait to hear. Peace, family.